Penguin Audio presents Dust by Joan Frances Turner, read by Eva Amori. Book 1, Dry Bones. Chapter 1. My right arm fell off today. Lucky for me, I'm left-handed. In the accident that killed me, I rocketed from the back seat straight through the windshield. No seatbelt. Yeah, I know. And the pavement sheared my arm to nothing below the shoulder. Not torn off, but dangling by thin, precious little bits of skin and bone and ligament. I had a closed casket, I'm sure of it, because they never wired the arm or glued it or any other pretty Undertaker trick. I managed to crawl back out of the ground without its help anyway, and of course, after 9 perfectly uneventful years of fighting and dancing and hunting and getting by fine with the left arm, the right finally shuffles its coil right on the banks of the Great River County Park's not-so-great river, smack in the middle of a meat run. Joe, my boy, my backup, was not sympathetic in the least. "You're shaking," he muttered as he led the gang along the riverbank through the clearing that used to be the park playground. "Your arm's shaking, look. Is the big, mean, pointy-headed deer that scary?" Mag snickered, waddling past the rusty remains of the jungle gym. Ben and Sam were right behind her, sniffing and sniffing for living meat. Fat, gas-bloated Billy pirouetted in their footsteps, and Link brought up the rear with Florian, our oldest and dustiest. I gave Joe a shove. "Shut it," I warned him, "or I'll set Teresa on you." I'd have to find her first to do that. Our big chief and cheese never seems to show up for hunts anymore. Maybe she's sleeping in. Never mind that Florian, who's got a couple of centuries on her, still hauls his ass without complaining. "Now she's one mean pointy-headed thing. I know you're two who yellow to fight." Then a phantom dog got its teeth deep into my right shoulder, shaking and shaking, and a tremor shot down to my knees and back up again. The tremor became a whip crack and something snapped painlessly in my shoulder, and my poor, useless deadweight arm broke off for good, wet, purplish skin sliding off in sheets as it hit the underbrush with a squish and a thud. The deer we'd had in our sights, foolish thing too stupid to pick up the stench of death, ours and his, rocketed up and bounded away faster than any undead could chase it. Ben broke into the same slow, sarcastic applause I remembered from when I was alive, when someone dropped a full lunch tray in the middle of the cafeteria. An oak tree bowed under Billy's back as he leaned against it, grunting and growling with laughter. Florian's dry, ancient mouth twitched. Sam and Ben snickered. Mags giggled from deep in what was left of her throat, and Joe threw an arm around me, sprays of maggots shooting from the rips in his leather jacket like little grubworm confetti. "Congratulations," he grunted around the smashed half of his jaw, eyes glinting with a mocking pride. 9 years of hauling around that useless turd of an arm, and you finally drop it in the dirt where it belongs. She's a genuine rotter now, how about it? 3 cheers for little baby Jessica." The hip-hip hoorays rained down and I booted his ass, or tried to, while he laughed and stumbled in a mocking little circle. My right shoulder still jerked and twitched. "I've been a genuine rotter since I climbed out of the ground. I've heard the stories Billy used to tell about you, Ant Farm." He just laughed harder, looping arms around my waist from behind and whirling me until those poor maggots were lightheaded. "Ant Farm," he grinned, "that the best you can do? And you know Billy's a gassed-up liar." "I told her you cried yourself to sleep every morning after you tunneled up, wailing for your mommy," Billy smirked, rubbing his swollen blackened hands together, eagerly anticipating a fight. "Weeping and wailing like a worthless little Maldi full of embalmer's juice." "Yeah?" Joe just grinned wider. His brain radio, the waves of telepathic sound that help us talk around rotted throats and tongues, veered into a hard, fast electric guitar screech that could have been real anger, could have just been the need to fight. "We'll see who's spitting up formaldehyde by the time I..." He grabbed me hard enough to snap bones, hauling me straight off my feet. I shrieked, groped behind me for his neck, and throttled until I heard rattling teeth, felt blowflies and carrion beetles turn to mush and juice beneath my fingers. He wrenched my hand away and threw me in the damp riverbank dirt, trying to straddle me, but my legs are stronger, and a few kicks sent him sprawling on a layer cake of dead leaves. The gang surrounded us to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?